Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Great to be joined by this man from out of the Saints camp. He's their midfield assistant coach. He's a former K-Rocker, and it's great to have him back on the airwaves. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. I do speak of Adam Skrobalak, Skrobber, Kingy, Benny Cass, Lee Brown, and Pete Ryan from The Age in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on the form that the Saints have displayed over recent weeks. I suppose it's now about maintaining the standard.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, thanks for having me. But, yeah, obviously we've been in really good touch, but really that means nothing going into tonight. Gold Coast has shown they're a really strong unit this year, especially through the midfield, so it's a really good challenge up here at the Gold Coast.
You've brought in five players, and it's obviously been a lot made of it, like Sir Hill, Ryder, Howard, Dan Butler, we know, is in great form as well. Dean Kent's come into the side. But how have you made it gel, especially when you had that massive break? Or was that break good for the Saints in getting players to gel despite the fact that they weren't together?
Yeah, it was really helpful for us. Like, first of all, when we played the Kangaroos, we played a really good first half and were, you know, looking really strong, and then we fell in a heap. So it really gave us a good time to have a look over that and work out where we went wrong. But in regards to the gelling, I think the key to what the Saints recruiting team did, they went out and found players that we actually needed. It wasn't about bringing just five new players in. It was five players that were really tailor-made for us to suit the way we wanted to play, and they fitted in perfectly, not only on-field but also off-field.
Scrub, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. A position that's close to your heart, the ruckman. And there's been much spoken about Paddy Ryder and Marshall playing in the one team. It's been working pretty well the last few weeks. Can you give us a bit of your insight and take on the two big fellas and how that's working out?
Yeah, g'day, Lee. It's an interesting one. We sort of toyed with it early on, and it probably didn't work in round one, and then probably didn't work against Collingwood, and then we gave Rowan a bit of a crack by himself and went good for a couple of weeks. But obviously, since Paddy's been back in, they've really gelled well together. His centre bounce work is, you know, is second to none, which really has given us first use, and enabled us to really lift our scoring from centre bounce. Rowan, key for him really is to have some impact up forward, and when he gets in, he can play his role, which is really a lot of ground level and his movement around the ground. It probably hampered his ruck work a little bit. Every ruckman likes to be the number one man and play for long stints in there, so that's probably affected him a little bit there, but he's starting to get a hold of the role now and understands what's needed, and the last 3 weeks have been really good from both of them.
And a couple of young fellas playing off half-back in Nick Cofield and also Hunter Clark. They've been fantastic. Their ball use and decision-making really added something to your back half.
Yeah, well, Cofield's he's quite a big boy. He actually marks the ball really well for us and then sets up our offense from there. And Hunter Clark keeps coming from strength to strength. And you know, some of the opposition keep sending forwards up, so we're able to sit him off the back of stoppage. And that's perfect for us. If we feed back, we've got, you know, the ball in the hands of probably our best ball user in our team. So he's been really good, and we've looked at, you know, getting through the midfield at times, but he keeps performing at half-back. So that sort of plan's been held up a little bit. But if he keeps giving us what he's been giving us, well, we've got to keep going with it, I guess.
For Prestige, JK, Australia's number one home dealer. Scrub, I've got to deal with Benny Cass here, and you know he's an imbecile sometimes on air, and he's being a little bit silly at the moment. But Pete Ryan's going to bring some levity to the situation.
Oh, I don't know how you'd be stuck in a hub with blokes. Imagine being stuck with these blokes in a hub, Adam. Terrible. Just back on the ruck. Obviously, you mentioned there that Rowan might have just slowed him up a little bit in his development. Were you part of the conversation when they put the idea forward for Paddy Ryder to come? And why did you see it as a benefit for both Rowan and the footy club?
Yeah, it's a hard one because obviously Rowan's probably nowhere near where we think he can get to yet. He's got huge upside, not only with his around-the-ground stuff, but as a ruckman, it takes time to develop. It's almost like a cricketer. They need time in the middle, not just in the net. So he needs time at centre bounce and, you know, stoppages all around the ground. But with him, I guess, as a young ruckman, he's going to break down at some stage or have some injuries, and we really didn't have a lot behind him. So that's where sort of Paddy's come in. And now over time, we've seen the ability that gives us to win stoppage. And, you know, you've seen Jack Steele and guys, Zach Jones, really step up from the benefit of having Paddy in there. And the way it's also been working out the last couple of weeks is we've had the rotations right. So when Rowan comes in there, he's really fresh and strong and got a lot of energy. Whereas when we first did, he was playing a fair bit more forward time, and it's a much more dynamic position to play. He was then coming into the ruck and was pretty tired. So we just fiddled around with that a little bit, and I think we got the right mix. And today they came up against Big Jared Witt, so there's no bigger challenge, really.
Absolutely, and shows the maturity of Rowan to accept that, doesn't it? Just on you mentioned the Fremantle loss and how you kind of reshaped and rethought a few things. Can you take us inside to that week before you went over to Adelaide and had that big challenge?
Yeah, I guess the thing for us was done a couple of times when we're well up. You know, at times when you play with that sort of speed, you're going to get tired. When teams start to come at us, we continue to play at that same speed, and it's just not sustainable. So we've talked about how we can slow the game up a little bit, how we can lock on a little bit tighter and just take some energy out of the game. And we've been really good at that the last couple of weeks. You know, both games in Adelaide were challenged, and even last week were challenged as well. So the boys have been able to step up. And even though last week, you know, I think it was like 8 inside 50s at once against us, we're able just to stand up and hold the scoring back. And I think we only lost the quarter by 4 points. Yep. Last quarter come, we turn things around and we get back on top. So it's a bit of a maturing of the group, but also some just mindset stuff around what we can do if teams are coming at us. We don't need to play 100 mile an hour for the whole entire game.
Adam, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How are you enjoying the footy festival? Are you getting into the festival spirit?
When you say footy festival, you mean the Hubs?
Yes, just the whole thing, because we're hearing word down this way that there's been some requests from clubs and players that are getting the AFL offside. Is there any truth to the rumour that you ordered a 10-foot crystal chandelier to be installed in your room?
not true at all. My partner is up with me, and she's 28 weeks pregnant. So, having her by my side has been a lot easier, and knowing she's safe up here, but to be honest, our hub's been really relaxed. The guys have really done a good job on, you know, sticking to the protocols, but also having some fun around at the same time. There's a lot of things we can't do, but at the end of the day, when it's, you know, 20 to 25 degrees and you look at Melbourne weather, it's pretty ordinary. You just make the most of what you got, and we're able to play footy, and I suppose that's the winner. And, you know, for all the people in Melbourne that are stuck inside, at least they've got lots of footy on TV to enjoy.
Who's your resident barber with the Saints?
Dean Kent was the resident barber, but I think his business has slowed down. I think he might have got a couple of bad cuts and all Sunday game. His Google reviews have gone down.
He's on JobKeeper, is he?
Talk to a Scrubber about your 6-3 and a very winnable game tonight. You can't bank 4 points in this competition anymore. It's not like that, what it could have been in the old days. But talk to us about the expectations now of the Saints. Have you had to realign what you were hoping to achieve out of the season now that you've made this start and you're halfway through and you find yourself inside the top four?
No, not really. We always knew, we're ready for a strong season. We've been building, and we've added all the right people, both on and off field. We had a hiccup against North Melbourne. We had a hiccup against Freo. Collingwood were just simply too good for us. So we've adjusted a lot of things, but really we know where we're at. But as you said, no games are given. So you've got to make sure you're really switched on. You do your review, whether it's a good or bad performance, and then start to build for the next week. And now Gold Coast have got some really good strength. They're really strong around the ball. They're a contested team. And they go contest to contest. So they're really going to test us out tonight. So I know the boys are right and ready to go and hopefully can get the 4 points, but it ain't going to come easy, that's for sure.
You've mentioned the midfield of the Gold Coast a couple of times. Obviously, Witt's in there, Swallow, and these sorts of guys who have had really good seasons, Tuke Miller. What's the plan tonight? What sort of mindset do you go in, and what's the plan for this Gold Coast midfield?
Yeah, well, if we can match them in the contest, that's really important. We know we're a really strong running team on the outside. So in every single game where we've been on, it's come from our contest. Sorry about the sirens here, guys. If we're really strong in the contest, the running game looks after itself. When we fall off at the contest, we start to struggle. So we've had a real focus on that over the last sort of 3 to 4 weeks. So that's going to be the important part. And if Witt gets on top of our rucks, well, we need to fight our way back there, and our mids will need to find a way, because over the last 3 weeks, we've had a bit of ruck dominance, which has helped us out. We're not going to get that tonight. You'd think they're probably going to break even at best.
Adam, thanks very much for joining us, because I know you love Home and Away and you're missing it. It's on now, and Alf just cooking up a storm in the diner.
Scrubble, one last... Can I ask you one last one for South Point Garden Supplies? Because, Scrubber, having been a sales rep here at K-Rock many, many years ago, you know how important it is to service our footy clients. South Point Garden Supplies do the ground report. We're not on the ground at the Gold Coast, but you've got the floor shimes out and you're just potting around the surface. Can you tell us what Nick Metricon's in, considering it's copped a bit of a hiding this year?
Yeah, it's starting to wear a little bit, but it's a nice night. It's not warm or hot by any imagination. I've got a polo, a little bit cold, and there's a little bit of dew on the ground. I imagine that'll continue to build over the night, but I hope our boys adapt to the conditions and go well. So ground report, I would say, is in very good nick. It's a fast track, and hopefully it favours the Saints.
Ah, fantastic. Hey, Scrubber, always good to talk footy with you on K-Rock Football. Really appreciate your time, and we wish the Saints the very best of luck tonight. Been really enjoying their progress.
No worries at all. Thanks for having us, guys.
Adam Skrobelak joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.